The Ford Motor Company is expected to announce massive job cuts Friday as part of the company's efforts to cut costs and return to profitability. As many as 20,000 Ford workers could lose their jobs as part of a restructuring plan. Jerome Vaughn of member station WDET reports.
Late Sunday evening, reporters, joined by hundreds of Ford employees, gathered at Detroit's Convention Center to watch one of the many product unveilings at the North American International Auto Show. Ford Chairman and CEO Bill Ford was about to introduce the new GT40 concept car. But just before the unveiling, he took a moment to address the state of the company.
Right now, we're in the middle of a painful but necessary transformation of our company. We've made some progress already, but we're not finished. We'll be making more announcements later this week. But you should know that all of us on the Ford team are committed and focused. We have a plan.
Earlier Sunday, published reports indicated that up to 20,000 jobs could be cut as part of the company's restructuring plan. While Ford officials have not released the details of their upcoming announcement, many say the company's problems are no secret. Ford is simply losing money. The world's second-largest automaker posted a combined loss of $1.4 billion in the second and third quarters of 2001. That's expected to be followed by a large fourth-quarter loss when Ford earnings are released next week. Auto analyst John McElroy says Ford's problems really started a couple of years ago when it began losing focus.
They got into e-commerce, they got into online trading, they tried a bunch of different programs in-house to promote leadership and diversity and a variety of other things. All good ideas, all fabulous ideas, in fact. But everybody got distracted from the core part of the business of building cars and trucks.
And the bottom line hasn't been helped by a series of high-profile problems over the past year. Ford unilaterally recalled 13 million Firestone tires in May because of safety concerns, then publicly ended its decades-old relationship with the tire maker. Quality control problems led to the recall of several models, including the popular Ford Focus. And then, after successive quarterly losses, CEO Jacques Nasser was fired in late October. John McElroy says the year's events have made painfully clear what Ford's goals need to be for the next 2 or 3 years. He says besides eliminating jobs, Ford needs to refocus.
Ford's got to get its productivity in order. It's got to become more streamlined in-house. I would expect to see it divest itself of all its non-core products and operations, i.e. anything that doesn't have to do with cars and trucks, I think is going to be put up for sale or just dropped altogether.
While Ford will likely cut jobs and non-automotive related ventures and its restructuring efforts, analyst David Cole from the Center for Automotive Research says the automaker's bottom line will eventually improve.
Ford is a strong company. It has very able leadership. It's a company that's going to be successful over the longer term, but it's in a period now of restructuring, and it's not unique.
General Motors is expected to announce early retirement packages this week to trim its white-collar workforce by 5,000 positions. Ford is scheduled to make its announcement Friday morning. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.